What? Started early Torahway, Northwest London, Thursday, 28th of Adar Sheni, 31st of March. Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok Lerner Shlita, are expenses of Shabbos and Yom Tov really reimbursed? This week's Torah is responsible by family Stern and Dunner on the second yard site last Monday of the late father grandfather of Willie Stern, Rav Zeib and Rav Chaim Akoyim Zachron and Rav.
Shusmoy Rabbi Sain, it's a COVID that I can speak over here in Chutzlaritz. I'm a Barbie Rav the Chad Yoim. I came from Shalom yesterday. In a few hours, I gotta go back. Nafkarayim happened. I'll do some mitzvahs also. I'm gonna talk about a subject which is something very common, it's very shchiach, but it's also something which is very unknown. The Gemara says, Mezeloysev Shal Odom Ktsuba Saloy, Rosh Hashanah Ad Rosh Hashanah, Chutz. The expenses of a person are actually designated from the beginning of the year for Rosh Hashanah, and that means to say is whatever was the gzeir from the Rabbi Hashem, that's what he's going to get. He's not going to get more, but the tzoros of Shabbos and Yontif and the tzoros of spending money for your kids in Talmud Torah, so these items, it's not designated, not pre-designated. And for care, the more you spend, you get it all back. And the Zohar Kodesh actually adds on to that. You can get back double. Torah doesn't know that Zohar. But let's just stick right now to the Nigla, what it says in the Gemara. It's a very interesting subject, because everybody, especially in Chutzlaritz, everybody's out to make money, but he wants to make more money. And people want to know, is there a guaranteed money-back rebate that you're for sure going to get your money back, or you're not for sure? Is it totally me? Is it some persons do, some persons don't, and some people complain? I spent a lot of money on Yom Tov, and then the month I had even less money. Where did I go wrong? So we're going to try to explain the different shitas and understand where all the anhogas are coming from. But I would say in this subject, most people don't know anything. It's very, very unknown. I looked around, I spoke to Tamil Chum. It's not too well known. So I explored a little bit. The first thing is, the Gemara about it is a very unique Gemara. There's a Gemara in Beitza, with the Zvav Mebeis. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer was saying a shir, and when he said the shir, he was saying the shir on Yom Tov. I can imagine what it is after davening. Here I see the oil of Baruch Hashem, they're coming after davening, but some they're after breakfast also. To imagine those days, the meaning was, you had a long davening by Yom Tov, and after, you want to go back home and eat. The Rav says a shir. Seems that was the meaning, and that was accepted. Rabbi Eliezer started saying a shir. In the middle of a shir, a whole bunch of people walked out. Very nice with their heads, quietly with their back to the door, they did everything properly, but he realized they walked out. And then another group walked out, and another sixth group walked out. Each time a group walked out, so he said, Baram, I don't know if he had a microphone like I do, a camera for sure, and that was Yom Tov, but each group walked out, he said, these guys are Balei Taiva, they're going to eat. These guys are Balei Meir, they deserve a clothing. He said, each one he said a comment which is not so gishmak, and Lemaisa, everybody was walking out, and he was not too happy. When the sixth group walked out, so then they were scared, should we walk out, should we not walk out? Rashi learns that the reason why they were scared is because he thought they wanted him to leave. Because everybody's here leaving, you can also go, I don't need those people. Marshal says, no, that doesn't make sense, forget. They're afraid that he has a kapeda on them also, on the fact that they want to leave, and therefore, that's why they were afraid not to go out. There's a very interesting some sofer on this Gemara. He says, there was a time that they're hungry and they're going to eat. They were nervous that Rabbi Eliezer is going to make all different takonis and chumras for Yom Tov. This you can't do, and that you can't do. And because of that, that's when they're running away. They don't want to hear these chumras. We didn't hear it. And that's the reason they're all running away. That's how the Chasam Sofer is trying the Gemara. But what's the Musar Haskel from that Gemara? This is how the Gemara starts. The Gemara talks about Mezeloys of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Look, here the Musar Haskel from that Gemara is, A, that a person who's at a shir should not walk out in the middle of the shir. I'm not telling anybody you can't walk out. Everybody's free to do whatever you want. You have to go to work. But A is you shouldn't walk out in the middle of a shir because you're mevaza, the person who's giving the shir. And you're mevaza the Torah. It's a bezoin for the Torah. It's a bezoin for the person in the Talmud Chochum who's saying the shir. And B is, v'stam, the other side of the coin is that a person who's saying a shir, a maggid shir, should not say a shir on a topic that's not popular or a time that's not a good time. Because if you're saying a shir, they want to go eat breakfast or lunch, it's not going to be too gishmak. So that's the Musa Haskell of the first part of the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes on to say this din that it says Shabbos and Yom Tov, you get back. And exactly what that Gemara means is very, very not clear. And there's a lot of different shayas you have to deal with. We have to first deal with what's included in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Do you get it back right away? Is it guaranteed I'm going to get it back? Can I assume that I'm going to get it back and borrow money on that cheshbon? And if I am going to get it back, so can I, on that cheshbon, people sometimes splurge. My wife was a big champion on this. She'll buy a bunch of stuff before Yom Tov or before Shabbos. I go, what are you doing? What do I need all this for? It's on Shabbos Yom Tov, get it back. Okay, question is, can you do that? Can you buy, if you need it for 6 people, can I buy it for 10 people and say it's on the cheshbon of Shabbos? Does this work? Does it not work? These are shaylos we have to deal with. Now, Maaseh the Gemara is talking over there about Sudas Yom Tov. And that's where Tavchlifa says is din, Mazanoisa Shalodim are, how you're going to get them back. Mazanoisa of Shabbos, Mazanoisa of Yom Tov, and of Talmud Torah. If you look on the side of the Gemara, you have the Gois of the Rav Miransberg. He brings down a Psikta, which is also brought down by Seisiv, that says it's not just Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's also Rish Chodesh. The expense of Rish Chodesh you get back. But it's not just over there that Beis Yosef brings down this psikta. Beis Yosef says it's not a bikasha, because it could be that Rish Chodesh is included in Yom Tov. That's why it's you talk to get your schar back, and really the psikta is not arguing the Bavli. And then it says, if you look at the psikta of Kahana, he adds one more. He says it also includes the Oitzoyes of Chalamoit. There for sure you can say the Teretz of Beis Yosef, that if Oitzoyes of Yom Tov, you get back, so L'chair Oitzoyes of Chalamoit are also included. But that's Bechlal. An interesting shaila whether Chalamoid is mentioned as Yontav or not. I might as well mention there Agavdik that there's an Indian that a person should buy for his wife a present for Yontav, either a beged or jewelry. A lot of B'nai Torah think, I'm a B'nai Torah, I'm a colleague, my wife is Mavater. So let me tell you from experience that no wife is Mavater. Every woman, before she gets married, she knows to expect a present on Yontav. And when her husband doesn't give it to her, she's not going to, you know, break 400 barrels of wine like her Nachman's wife. She's not going to do that. But it's not Pshat, she's Mevater. We don't say, Midah Shoska, Rabbonin, Shemarim, the Nichalei. She's not Rabbonin, she's not Nichalei. That is a Loch Mufreshis. And as you do with Rav Shem Zalman Neuerbach, when somebody came to him with a beautiful Esrig, and he asked him, what'd you pay? $100. Gevaldi. Did you buy your wife a dress? And he said, no, I'm Yeshiva, I have no money. So Rav Shem Zalman said, return the Esrig, buy your wife a dress, and get a posh Esrig. So what did I want to say? Rav Shem Zalman said, I don't like going for tangents, but I have that habit. So that my tummy didn't tell me. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that when you want to buy, you don't have to buy dafka dress or jewelry. You can buy a mixmaster, a food processor. You can buy something for the wife that she'll enjoy. Rav Vosner, Shirat Lev, disagrees. Rav Vosner says that the chiv is something for yontav. Chalamoid is not yontav. So here too we see a chilik. Rosh Hashanah Zalman needs to learn that you're allowed to buy a samecha for yontav that includes chalamoid. And Rav Vosner says no. So you always have to know if chalamoid is part of yontav or not. And if you buy something before Yom Tov, something during Chalamoid, your wife will be very happy and prove Shalom Bayis, but you might be bankrupt at the end of every Yom Tov, so I'm not going to suggest it. I'm just mentioning the Nakuda. Now, we should figure out right now, is it only Shabbos and Yom Tov, like Gemara says, or not? So there is an interesting Shita Mukabetzis over there in Beit Zadav Tezayin. The Shita brings down from the Ritvo that it's not just Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's actually all mitzvahs. Every mitzvah which you spend, Bereshit guarantees to give you your money back. Now, this particular ritvo, if you look inside the ritvo, it's not there. It's a very good ritvo to know that every mitzvah you do, you get your money back, you buy swarm, you buy luv, you buy esri, not just yantav, yantav. Anything you'll buy, you'll give money to yeshiva, whatever you'll do, you'll get your money back. He quotes the B'shem, the ritvo, I couldn't find it, in the new ritvos that are printed today, there is stuck in the bottom, little aura that according to the shita, the ritvo says it. It would be nice to know that the loch is taka like that, that every mitzvah you spend, you get your money back. But whether that's exactly true, and to pass like that, first thing is, Reb Chaim Falaji, who was going to Goinim, he never knew about this ritvo, but he on his own says that this Gemara, the Kavon, is every mitzvah that a person does. And the ritvo said the reason why he mentioned after these mitzvahs, because the Shechichi mentioned things that are common. The Eine Kol Chai, this Reb Chaim Falaji, he did not see the actual ritvo. He said it on his own, and he said a chiddush on his own. He said the reason why the Gemara mentioned Shabbos and Yom Tov, and it says Baba Talmud Torah, is because these mitzvahs over here, a person actually has a no. Also, you're enjoying it. I'm having a nice, good chicken or steak on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, and I'm enjoying it. So I might think, okay, if I'm enjoying it, why should I get my schar back? So the chiddush is even these mitzvahs, which I have a hano, even so, I get my money back. It says about Talmud Torah also. The person has a son that's a Talmud Chacham. What could be better than that? So the chiddush over here is according to Einuch Lachai that even though I have Hano, still I get my money back. But the Maisa, it includes all mitzvahs. So says the Ein Kol Chai. And again, he did not see the Ritva. He doesn't say his reason. But we have to be honest before we jump on the bandwagon here to say, let's go like the Ritva and Ruchai and Falaji. It seems in the Rishonim and the Achronim also, nobody else learned like that. I dafke found in the Das Torah from the Marsham in Simon Reish Mabez and Hachas Shabbos, he also brings down B'Shem the Rajba that includes all mitzvahs. You got the beloved Tzossi. I never found such a Rajba. I'm choshish that's a mistake. And he meant there's the mistake of the printer that it means Taka the Ritva. But I don't know. He quotes a Rajba. If the Marsham says it, he says it. I just don't know if there's a printing mistake or not. It's all Kisveyad. But you can't deny the fact that in the Rishonim they all talk about Shabbos and Yom Tov, what's included in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef clearly did not pass like that. The Beis Yosef writes, if he tries to tell us that Rosh Chodesh is included in the Tzoyos of Yom Tov, he obviously does not hold that it means every mitzvah, because it means every mitzvah, who cares if it's included in Yom Tov? It's a mitzvah intrinsically by itself. So it says no, Beis Yosef understood, it's only going on Shabbos and Yom Tov, not on all other mitzvahs. So L'chayra, in the Magid, if anybody learns Magid Meshorim, he knows that the Beis Yosef was promised by the Malach, by the Magid that he used to see, that since he was such an Onav, so he should write the Shulchan Aruch v'halocha kamois. So even though we don't know what goes in Shemayim, if we are going to get Tzchaf every mitzvah or not, but he had Avtocha from the Rebbe Hashem, you could tell me Loi b'Shemayim, but it does say Magid Meshorim, that whatever he passes be halocha ma'isim, but Pasha the Beis Yosef held that it's only the Tzoyos of Shabbos and Yontif, and not the Tzoyos of every mitzvah. Now the Nafka Mina of this question as to whether it's Shabbos Yom Tov, it's not just on Shabbos Yom Tov itself. It's also Negea, can you spend money? It's brought down in the Mogen Avraham, Reish Mimbeis, that you're allowed to be love of Beribis, you're allowed to spend money, borrow from somebody, paying back Ribis, in order to have it's so Shabbos Yom Tov. That's a very big statement to say. Now the reason why is because the Gemara says love alive and the prayer, which we'll get to in 1 minute. And the love alive, he understands the Chiddush is that you're allowed to borrow even with ribbis. Mishabura says maybe it's owned by Drabonon. There's other chum that's viewed to the Mogar Rabbis Chiddush. That some sefer goes back and forth in this idea of borrowing with ribbis, and he wants to say that the pshat in the Gemara is when it says love or lie, the Mishnah says you're not borrowing it. He's saying pshat in Mogar Rabbis. You're not borrowing it. The Rabbi Sham is borrowing it. You're just a sheikh. The Rabbi Sham, and that's why it's takam mutan ribbis. That's the last madura of the chum sefer. That's how I learned it. But it is a heavy shaila. I would not go right away to borrow for ribbis, because I'm going to tell you in a minute that not everybody holds you can get your money back. So if you're going to borrow ribbis and it turns out you can get your money back, then you're going to be in the short end. You might be coming at the schnorr one day because you spent too much money on Shabbos and Yom Tov and you didn't get it back. So I don't remember to come back with a complaint. Now, Lemaisa, there is certain limitations to this Gemara that says that it's so Shabbos and Yom Tov you get back. First of all, if you look in the Moruk Tzia, that's from the Yaakov Emden, the Yaivitz, see, he writes down Azal Losh, and he says, Loi kol echad zoich lezeh. He doesn't say why. He doesn't say why not everybody is going to be zoich to get his money back. It could be the Pshat is only a person that does L'Shem Shemayim. It could be a person that has other chayvis. He doesn't say exactly what his cheshvan is, but he does say the Loi kol adam zoich. Now, if you're asking a question, why should he not be zoich? Stop it. It could be, I'm suggesting. You have a question from the Vilna Goin, the Bir Agro, in your day, some Reish Samachay. It says that a Sandik is a person, a Sandik gets Zeichet Hashiris. Sandik is Zeichet Hashiris. And the Goin says that a lot of people, they have Sandik Kois, they're not Zeichet Hashiris. How could that be? And the Yorcha Shulchan also brings it down. What happened? So one of the Tzutzim, I can say, B'didi Ava Uvda, I was once a Sandik in Yerushalayim, and that same week, I had a shod, the robbery in my Gemach. And I got beaten up and lost a lot of money. It didn't help me the fact that I was Sandik. Now, where did I go wrong? Am I Chazar not wrong? I obviously did something wrong. So first of all, we see local Mizrachim, but the Orach Shulchan and the Goyim say that when you have a guarantee from the Rebbe Hashem to get your money back, the Shaila is, what else do you have in your background? If a person is Machal Shabbos, if a person robbed a bank that week, don't think you can get rich because he did Sandik Koyas or because you gave it to Es Yontif. It's mitkazez, like they say in the written, means it cancels out with any prior Koyas. So it might be that because of the fact that you've spent a lot of money for Shabbos and Yom Tov, you got schar, but since you did something else wrong, you took Lashon Hara, you mevatel Torah, who knows what you ate that week, who knows what you did there. It could be cancelled out, so you don't see the schar. So Chazal are right that you're going to get a certain schar, but it cancels out. So it could be that the Yaivitz wanted to warn you before you splurge, you should know that there might be some chayvus against you, and you might not see the money in the bank account that week. Plus it also doesn't say when you get the money back. the Imri Yosher brings down b'shem the Chazanish that the skula and the aftocha that you get your money back, that's only mishaman in business, somebody who believes in it. If you don't believe in it, so then it's not going to work. And you always hear that people say, in general, you go to a Rebbe or you go to a person, you get a bracha, people will say the skula or the bracha only works if you believe in it. This is the Gemara that says it. Now, he doesn't say why, the Chazanish, but I found a very interesting Ben Yehuda, that's the Ben Ishchai, and he always says nice things on the Agodas and Shas. He's medayik in Loshna Gemara. It's interesting, the Velt always says, Lova alai vani pareya. Lend on my chesh and I'll pay back. That's the way the Mogavron brings it down, Rishman Beis. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara's Loshna is, Lova alai v'kitchu dushas hayoim v'mimuli vani pareya. So for some reason, those words, the kitchu kedushas hayoim, the minuli, it's not in the Mug of Rome, it's not in the Mishnah Berurah, and the popular expression is love alive in the prayer. People forget about those words. They probably thought it was not important. But the Ben Yehuda, he's Madaik and everywhere, says no. It means literally, love alai bar my cheshav, yontif. The kitchu kedushas hayoim, be very careful on the kedusha of that day. If it's Shabbos, if it's yontif, make sure you know the alochas and you don't do anything wrong. Don't be mechal Shabbos, don't be mechal yontif. You'll get a very nice meal for Shabbos, you spent a lot of money, but you did something that's awesome because it's Bishul on Shabbos or Bishul on Yontif, you're obviously not going to get a reward for it. So the Chazal is saying is, Lovu alai, baro my cheshem, the kitchu, Kedusha say, make sure you keep the Kedusha and keep all the lochas, then minu li, and then believe me, again, that word's also skipped in the Mogar Mishnah, if you believe in it, then you'll get it. So it's not just the Chiddush Chazanish, he's saying, Dosh Teit and Gemara. The Gemara is saying, if you spend money for Shabbos and Yontif, and you're careful about the lochas of Shabbos and Yontif, and you believe in me, then you get the schar. But obviously, if you don't, then you lose it.
Maybe the school is only for Kiddush. The Kiddush Kiddush is Hayoim.
No, but it's not. The Gemara says it's Tzor Shabbos Yontif. The Gemara says Tzor Shabbos Yontif. Tzor Shabbos Yontif is all it says. We'll talk in a minute what it does include, but it's not that for Kiddush. And the Maisa, it makes a lot of sense what he's saying to Ben Yehuda, because if a person is going to give himself a gewaldige meal and he's going to cook on Shabbos, how can he expect schar? If you buy a beautiful estrig, but it's a murkiv, he expects schar for that. So obviously, you have to make sure that your idea that you want to splurge, as we said anyway, it's a chiddush, that you get schar back here even though you have a no. So you're going to splurge on things you have a no on, but then the melachas of yontif, you're going to be making, because what you're doing, of shteitz, you're not going to get schar. Also, important to point out, there's a sfas emes there, that says very interesting, the kuda. And he says that you shouldn't borrow on this cheshron, you know, you're going to borrow money because you expect to get all your money back, and in the meantime, you're not going to be able to pay back the malva. You can't live on skulas on somebody else's cheshron. So he makes that point very clear. And he says, if you have stuff you can sell to pay for your chayv, it's fine. But don't come back to your Baal chayv and say, I would like to pay you back, but the Baruch didn't do his job. I'll make a Shabbat Rav Nos and go to the Baruch, he owes me money, because that's not going to work. Right? You have to be careful over there. And I would add on to the Sfasemis, I mean, offering Takas Kapas Raglov, but I would add on to the Sfasemis, since not everybody's Zoicha, like it's brought down, so then how can you possibly borrow on the other guy's cheshen, and then you're not going to get your money back? So therefore, it is very proper that you shouldn't do it on someone else's cheshen. There's a Sefer Vayagad Moshe. It's probably the best Sefer that was written about the Agoda. Whoever else writes for him today is mostly copied out there. Vayagad Moshe is Sefer, all the halachas of Leila Seder. And he brings down his Mesupik, if it's Tzor Shabbos Yontif, include Esrig, Lulav, Matzahs, and Pesach. He's Mesupik. He doesn't explain himself. He doesn't say why. Choshesh, maybe the reason he says that is because the Gemara says, in Moisef, Moisef, and Loi. What's that Moisef? If you're buying a Lulav and Esrig, let's say if you're Makayim the Chayv, if you add on Hidr Mitzvah, what's the Moisef? It seems to say that it's not on the Mitzvah. It's your Mechayv Mamish, not being Moisef. Maybe that's the Sofik, I'm not sure. He comes out Tzorach Ian, whether it's included. On the other hand, the Shaz Tshuva is Tzvi Teferis, that's the Darki Tshuva. He writes down that it's Poshet, that you're going to get the money back for Lulav and Esrig and Matzah. He says, a Kal Chaymer. Madach for food, which is really Gashmis, you're enjoying a nice, scrumptious lunch, or good to a steak for chont, whatever. Madach there you get Tzchar, certainly on Lulav and Esrig and Matzah. Where it's Kulil Hashem, for sure you get your money back. But I seem to have found a raya against this Darki Tshuva, the Tzvi Teferis. There is a Teres Chattas, now he's a Kadmer, Kivega quotes him quite a lot. He's in the Ayin Yaakov, printed in the Ayin Yaakov on Baba Kama, Dav Tesem Ralph. The Gemara brings down that Ad Shlish, if you spend a Shlish on Hidr Mitzvah, you get it back. Over a shlish, the Baruch Hashem gives it back. And we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, it talks about Luv and Esrig, in Tafresh Nun Vov, that means a shlish milagav. That means it says, if you're going to have a Esrig that costs, let's say, dollars, here you say pounds sterling, so shlish milagav means it says you add on another two. From that point on, you get back your money from the Baruch Shem. He seems to be saying it's like this, that the actual chiyuv for your esrig, that you're not going to get back the Baruch Shem. Plus a third above that, you're also not going to get back. More than a third above that, you get it back. Mashmois is, on the actual buying of the esrig itself, since you're mechuyev, that's not included in Leitzos v'Shabbos Yontif. L'cher, that is the pshat in the Teres Chaim. I'll mention something else which is interesting. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas, Simen Mem, the Likutei Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, he says a very interesting idea. He says, when the Torah tells you not to spend more than the shlish, it means basically Baruch Hashem is telling you, it's very nice you're spending money on a mitzvah, but don't spend so much money on the esrig. Spend it on other mitzvahs. Tol shlish, not more than that. Spend it on other mitzvahs. And the Velt says that, why are people so mahad when it comes to an esrig? Make sure they have the nicest esrig around. And when it comes to k'zayis morer, people are looking for the coolest. What's the difference? Push it. Because the k'zayis morer, nobody sees how much you're eating. So whatever you can get away with, you'll do it. But the esrig, you can go around the shul and show everybody, look what a big mahadr mitzvah will go inside the camp. There you make sure it's your mahadr. As long as it developed, and there is something to it. But it's interesting. Now, l'maisa, if we are going to say that the mitzvah schar that we get is only for Tzor Shabbos Yontif, not other mitzvahs, which seems to be, like we said, the psak of the Bis Yosef, even with Tzor Shabbos Yontif, what is included and what's not included. So, in Shmir Shabbos Telchosa, he's mesupik, is that only the food itself? What about fancy silverware? I buy fancy dishes for Shabbos, a fancy tablecloth. Is that also Tzor Shabbos Yontif? Or is it only the food? I saw in River Sephraim, Chelik Alf, he has a quick question over there. If I buy a nice suit for Shabbos, nice suit, nice shirt, nice tie, whatever, is that also included in Shabbos and Yom Tov or not? It's also a Sofik. And we're not sure what the answer is to that. Obviously, we're not going to know till comes to Zman Mashiach, then we'll see how the Baruch Hashem rechens his chashboinus. And now, the next question is, we mentioned before, can a person buy extra and say that this is on the cheshbon of Shabbos and Yom Tov? Seems to me, and I have no makaris of this, but it seems to me that you cannot, because who are you fooling? I mean, it's aroma. The Baruch Hashem knows what you meant for yourself. If I buy 5 pounds of meat, I only use 3 pounds of Shabbos, and the rest is going to sit around the mechatesa. Omnam, it's Yidua, the Chidor writes in Birkei Yosef, that even though you can't eat meat during the 9 days, but if you have meat that's left over from Shabbos, you can keep on eating it. It also says something like that. Who else brings that down? The Bnei Sosra, for those who know Chassidus from. So it's working over there also that you could do, but the Halacha, we don't pass it like that. If somebody has such a mysterious, they're not going to stop them. The Halacha Vada, you cannot eat Mlav Malka, the leftover meat from Shabbos Chazayin. We don't do like that. But according to his Cheshon, it seems that there's a din, a chalais of Kedusha on the Kedusha Shabbos on that food. The Pasha is we don't pass it like that. The Chur, it's not going to work. So even though my wife likes doing, spend a lot of money, that it's not going to help. It's not going to help me tell my wife not to spend the money either, but the mice, I'm just saying it doesn't seem to work. And now the other question is there a reason? I've had this argument also with my wife, and she claims that it's pasha that she's right. I'm not so sure, but what's the din if a person, is there a reason to save money when you're buying for Shabbos and Yontif? You have pasha tiny. You can say, since you're getting back like Shabbos and Yontif, why look for mitzvahs? Why look for sales? Buy anything. Baruch Hashem is covering it anyway. Is that going to work or is it not going to work? So I found a shtickle raya to my wife that it is going to work. There's a sefer, a Pninim Mishulchan Agro, which I have to see on the shelf right opposite me right now from the color on it. And the Pninim Mishulchan Agro brings down B'Shem de Vilna Goyen. What does it mean we say, people of Davan Ashkenaz, he said by Mehmed Likan, Kechos Alaner. Kechos is a Losh Chos. He wanted to save it. He didn't want it to burn out. Why does it say Kechos? It's like Ke'ilu. Why is it Kechos? So the Goyen says, because you're really not saving anything. Since it's a Shor Shabbos Yontif, so therefore, it's been covered anyway. So kichos, you think you're saving money by doing something to let it burn longer. That seems to support the idea that really there's no reason to try to save money. It's covered anyway. You might also want to bring a raya from that it's not just the source of the meal, because lemaisa, it's the candles. But you could say that the candles, you're directly being the handle when you're eating the food. It's a shas yontif, as opposed to wearing a tie or something like that. My candles are dingin. But even if we have this goyim that says that it's covered, we have to take in mind that's if you're like one of those Tanoim and Maroim that were Kokas al Ner, because he did everything right. He did the Loch Shabbos and Yontif right. He was Aminu Bashem, so maybe he for sure is getting Schar, so Bashem covers him. But like we said before, it's not for sure that you're going to be Zeche that to get the Schar back. So I don't know if we can bring a right from that either. The guy's going to say, well, why save money? Because I'll get again. Who says you're going to get your money back? The Lav Kol Adam Zeche is that. So it's not that poshet. Another interesting nekuda is, and this is brought up by the Shar Tshuva, Taf Reish and Beis. Shar Tshuva is not a tshuva n'mabit, that he talks about the inyan of spending money, and he asks a question, is there an inyan, let's say they raise the price of fish for Shabbos, or they raise the price of matzah, or they raise the price of Luvan Esrik, which good Jews always know how to take advantage because other good Jews spend money because they want to be mahadar mitzvah. So because of that, the Seichem are mahadar when it comes to the price also. They always add on. Is there a reason for us to boycott them and not buy it? I don't know. Maybe we should say that since anyway the Baruch Hashem is covering it, so why not raise the price? He'll get his money back. I'll have more money for my schar, even if I'm not mahadar mitzvah, but I'm mahadar in the price. We all come out winners on this, so why shouldn't we do it? He's mesopik. I found the afterwards a tshuva in Tzemach Tzedek, the Kadmoin. He had mamash the shayla. The question was by fish on Shabbos. The shayla wanted to say, should we boycott the person who's selling the fish so expensive in order that we should be able to afford it? Or should we say, no, let him make his money. I'm going to get my money back anyway. Why not? And the Tzemach said, no, you should stop eating fish. I don't know if anybody knows, but around 25 years ago, the previous Ger Rebbe, Leif Simcha, the prices of spudiks went up very high. And he said, if they don't lower the price, I'm going to come to shul with a regular hat. Well, it was a bent down hat or whatever, but he said if he was going to, and it worked. The prices of spudik went down dramatically because they knew that he was a big kind of spudik. Gers like the main people wear spudiks today, like 95%. So should we make a boycott and not buy the fish to lower the prices? Or do we say, no, you get your money back anyway? I mean, just for the record, it's brought down Rashi in Soita Daf Memches on the Beis, in the middle of nowhere. It says that Posku Bnei Amona. What of Tunim Aminim today? What does it mean, Bnei Amona? Who's a believer, who's not a believer? Rashi says the people that don't believe in Divrei Chazal that you get back at Sos Shavas and Yom Tov. Out of the blue, in the middle of the Seiter. A person doesn't believe that, he's not a Bali Amona. So, should we maybe not make a Havgona and try to lower the prices? Because we're covered anyway. He says, no, you should Dafka not buy. Why? Because of the fact that there's Aniyim, and those Aniyim have to put out the money right now. And even if they get the money back, but they need the money right now, they don't have it. So he says, in that case, you should stop buying. We can add on also. Who says that the Oni or the Osher is going to get his money back? The Maisa, he needs it. He's only going to get it if he deserves it, and if he kept the Halachas of Shabbos and Yantav. So therefore, there's no guarantee he's going to get it back. And that's another reason why we should be Meicha. So, L'maskona de Milsa, we should say that it's so Shabbos and Yantav, if Chazal told it us, Vada, it's true. And if you don't believe it, you're Shvacha Balamuna. But at the same time, don't build on it, because it might just be that you're not going to get it, because not everybody gets it. It might just be that you don't know the halachas of Shabbos Yom Tov, you don't keep them properly. If you know it, you don't keep it, even worse. But you might not know the halachas to keep it properly. So it's not kind of building and going to big chayvis. Forget. What you should try to do is work on your yedius of Shabbos Yom Tov, right? Where shleishim yom lefnei achag, you should know the halachas well and not be over. If you do Shabbos Yom Tov properly, kedasu kedin, and you have emun in the bereshit, you have emun that chazal that's going to work, then you'll get your money back. I have no extra minutes. I'm going to end up with a kasha. A little bit of foreign Indian. Not exactly what we're talking about. Like I said, I'm a mumcha. I'm going off in tangents. But I said this in Yerushalayim on Purim a few weeks ago. I had to say a shir. And there was over 100 people there. Some of them were mamash big tamil chamim. And I didn't get an answer. So I'm coming to London. We have choshev tamil chamim over here also. Maybe somebody can help me. It's not an idea. We know that there's a mitzvah of getting drunk on Purim. Chaber, the Rizal, take it literally. The Ramo is very powerful. The Ramo says in Simchat Torah Shadik Hey, the Ramo says, and we're not going to go into right now if it's so Purim is included or not. Even though I heard an interesting thing, somebody told me about Aaron David asked Rav Yashiv whether he should spend money on Menorah or not for Hanukkah, and Rav Yashiv said, yeah, it's not really Tzoyis Yontif, but according to the Ritva, it's every mitzvah. I don't know if the Shemu is true or not true. It's really cliche-ny, and maybe he held in general he should have a nice Menorah. I'm not sure. But I'm certainly not suggesting it goes to Purim also. No connection. I'm just telling an interesting point. The Ramah says, not like the Machaber, you have to get drunk completely. It means to say you should drink Yoshim Limudai, more than you should drink. The Yerodim, you're going to fall asleep. And then when you fall asleep, it's a matzah of Adla Yoda. That's the Shabur brings it down, and other places can bring down the Ramah Pasnet, the Maisa. That's what we should be going by the Chayr. You don't have to get drunk to a point where it's going on. Just more than usual until you fall asleep. Fine. But what did the Ramah write originally? This is not known. The Ramah's first sefer is not the Ramah on Shulchan Aruch, by far not. The Ramah's first sefer was 17 years old. He sent his father a sefer as a chibur, as a meshloich monas, and it was called Mechir Yain. The price of wine. You tell people that I eat the Mechir Yain, yeah, it's a 20 shekel. But Mechir Yain is a choshev sefer. It's not unknown. Mechir Yain is the sefer he wrote when he was 70 years old to his father. Over there, he writes completely different. He says you're supposed to drink wine until you get to a point at shechrusoy shaloit. Your mom is dead drunk, completely out of it. And why? So he explains. The reason is because if you're going to be mazik, the Gemara says if you're mazik when you're drunk, you have to pay. Odom od loyal. But if you're matzav of shechrusoy shaloit, then you're potter. Your mom is like a meshugah, you're shaita, you're potter. So that's why you have to drink to shechrusoy shaloit. A kind of ben shoyl, a simple kasha. According to Ramon, the Ramon is telling me that Chazal made a takona to drink so much so that if I'm mazik, I'm potter, that's what Chazal do and make us a takona. What's the pshat in that? Now you could say the Ramon was only 17, you could say at Charot, you could say whatever you want, but the Ramon at 17 was better than us at 75. I mean, the Ramon is the Ramon. And that's what he writes. You should get drunk to shechrusoy shaloit, so when you're mazik, you'll be potter. Ksav Sofer says that, Brochas Daf Laman Av, the Gemara says that Yifter od metoch haver metoch dvar locha. When you go away from somebody, you should say that Shemitoch hazachreyu. So what it makes a deal, what does it mean betoch dvar locha? Let's say Yifter od haver, but dvar locha was metoch. He says, no, if you tell a locha, you have to go away, he forgets you. But if you ever say betoch, we remember that kasha, and it's a shver kasha, then always remember, I remember this guy left us with that kasha. So I'm going to leave with that kasha. What does it mean that you're supposed to drink to get shechrusoy shaloit? That you should be potter in case you're mazik. Chazal giving eitzes how to be mazik and be potter. Tzorachin. The oyim shetaka be mischazik and the lochas of Shabbos and Yontif. We shetaka be zoicha. That we taka get the rewards back also. We shetaka hagel tzorach ledira.